Welcome to the Power of Progress podcast, where we talk about mindset, motion, and momentum. We get you from thinking to doing, turning your thoughts into actions. Let's break through your barriers so you can achieve your goals. I am your host, Scott Friedman, and let's get started. Ooh, welcome back, people. All to the Power of Progress podcast with me, your host, Scott, your favorite host of the Power of Progress show. Not that there's any other host, but I am, of course, the favorite of all the hosts out there. So today we talk a lot about movement. Get moving, just go. Nike has the just do it, you know, catchphrase or slogan or whatever it is. Just I talk about movement all the time. Just get going. Just 20 minutes, 10 minutes. Just do something to improve your life. And I stand by everything I've said about movement. But today I'm going to unravel, give you a little bit more nuance behind that for those of you potentially struggling as you're like, Scott, I made the decision. I'm moving forward. I'm doing all these things and I'm not seeing results. Okay. So today, what I want you to do and think about potentially before you work out or maybe after, whatever it is think about moving itself is great. You got to move to survive. And even if it's a 20-minute brisk walk, it's phenomenal for your health. All the studies show it. It's phenomenal just to get a nice little brisk walk in 20 minutes a day, and you will find your life significantly better in the health department if you do that. But sometimes we get too in the weeds about things. We get too just like, oh my, you know, we're looking at all the nuance, all the little details, and we're moving. So I'll give you an example. I handle a bunch of my company's finances. I know I'm a personal trainer, but I'm also very good at business, so I do a bunch of finances. Anyway, I'm like in the weeds. I'm like an hour in, like Excel sheets are up, how, you know, not PowerPoints, but Word documents, going through, you know, different invoices, making sure all the numbers match, like all that great stuff, right? And I'm in there for like an hour, maybe even 2 hours, just going through one of my facilities. And I'm like, son of a gun, dang Narbit, I cannot reconcile the accounts and reconciliations from your sales report to your bank statement, you know, and looking at the credit card transactions. I'm like, I cannot reconcile. And by reconcile, I mean, I can't get the numbers to equal zero. I'm like, how is this? It has to. The numbers have to equal zero. It's accounting 101. It has to equal zero. There's no reason they shouldn't equal. And I'm sitting there like, I'm off by like $10 or $15 or, you know, $7.50 or something, you know, just not a lot, right? Not thousands of dollars, but just a little bit, enough to piss me off and piss my accounting team off. So I'm sitting there like, oh my gosh, like I did this. Like I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. Why is this not working? Why won't it work? So then I submit a, hey guys, like I spent 2 hours looking at this. Like, can you take a second eye, a pair of eyes on this? Can you tell me what's going on? And this is what the managers I oversee, that's what they do to me. They send it to me and I'm like, okay. So usually what happens is within a few minutes of assuming they're by the computer, they say, hey, oh, you forgot about this. And I'll just like stare at the screen like, are you freaking kidding me? Are you kidding me? Like I just spent the last hour and a half looking at this and I could not find the most simplistic answer possible. And they found it in 5 seconds. I do this to my managers as well. I'll look and go, oh, you forgot to do this. Oh, you forgot to add this. Oh, you forgot to do this. And they do it in my manager does it to me. The person that oversees mine does it to me. And I'm like, what in the world? And the reason for this is when you are so caught up in the weeds, you lose the high level view, you lose the sunrise, you lose the sunset, the horizon along the skyline. You lose that when you're in the weeds. You can't see it. You can't see the obvious answer. So when people, again, I promise there's a point here, right? When people start moving and they start just doing things and stuff, they confuse just moving. And I mean moving. It could just be working. It could be working on whatever your goal is, okay? I use moving here as working on your goal. You're working on your goal. You're moving. They confuse moving, generally speaking, with making progress. Now, again, initially, moving is making progress, but eventually, you need to adapt to the situation you're in and and make good progress. So if you're not seeing progress after a couple weeks or a couple months or however long it takes, that might mean that you're moving, but you are just moving in place. You're just moving it, but the legs are turning, you're not doing anything, or it's just busy work. Okay, something like that, or you're not making progress, therefore the work you're doing isn't moving you to in the right direction to build momentum. Because if you're not getting momentum, then you're not moving in the right direction. You might just be standing still while moving your legs, okay? That's still moving, but you're not moving in the right direction. So when I say get moving, I mean like you gotta move in the right direction. Now, obviously, if you're getting started or whatever, I get just moving itself is amazing and it feels great. But eventually, if you're not seeing those results, it's about moving in the right direction and reevaluating what you've been doing and realize, oh my God, I've been working so hard. I've been doing this, 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 and this. And it's like, well, okay, you did all this, but that's not what your goal was. That's not what you wanted to do. And it's not X, Y, and Z. Like, for example, I go to 3 fitness classes a week. I'm not losing any weight. That's awesome. You're moving. You started building that routine. You're doing a great job. But what are you missing? Well, did you even focus on the food you're eating? Well, and then, then the excuses come. Well, okay. So when you iron out why someone isn't, achieving their goals, it's easy for the outside to see, well, you're not doing this. And when you're in the weeds, you just can't see it. Sometimes you need someone to tell you, hey, buddy, buckaroo over here. You're not doing that. Like, that's why you're not achieving success, because you're not doing X. It's like, you're doing Y and Z great, but you're not doing X. It's like, oh, I didn't even think about that. And then they think about that and they can move on. So sometimes if you don't have that support system and you don't have someone telling you what to do or can look at the high level for you, you have to take a step back and go, what have I done the last X amount of weeks, months, whatever it is? Why am I not seeing the results that I want to see? What is the rationale? Do I need to hire a coach? Do I need to, go to the gym more? Do I need to work on my diet more? Do I need to, work differently in the office, get in earlier, leave late, whatever it might be, right? It doesn't matter. Again, depending on your specific goal and at this specific time, if you're not seeing the result, what is it that's going on potentially? Get out of the weeds. Moving is great. You have to move, especially when it comes to fitness. You gotta move, okay? It's gonna be amazing for you to move in the right direction. You're gonna feel amazing when you start moving. But eventually, if you're just moving and you're not seeing results, and you're not building long-term habits, you need to address that quickly so that you can figure out, okay, what do I need to change in order to move, not only move, but move in the right direction. Build momentum, that way I can achieve my goals. Because you can move for 30 years and never achieve anything. It's just you're working harder, not smarter. People think that, oh, if I work, 12-hour days and don't sleep and do all this, I'm gonna get all the success in the world. It's like, that's not true. If you don't have congruent action with your goals, with what your goals are, just moving isn't enough long-term to achieve results. Now, again, I'm not saying, oh, you can't walk, if you're talking about fitness specifically, oh, walking 20 minutes is not enough. It might be, but at least you're doing that, you're building up mileage, you're building up calories, stuff like that. But if you have a goal, you could spend years just moving and doing, you might be working hard too. You might be working your ass off. I'm not saying you're not working your ass off. What I'm saying is that just because you work your ass off doesn't mean you're going to get results. Work smarter, not harder. Build momentum by moving in the right direction. And again, as always, if you are someone who needs help to look at the horizon for you, to figure out where you're at and the pitfalls that you're making, get on my calendar, myprogresscall.com. We're going to talk, free 30 minutes. Just go at it, see where you're at, see how we can help you, give you some practical steps to get out of the weeds, looking at the horizon, seeing, oh, that's the pathway forward. Because if you just keep walking in circles in the weeds, you're never going to find the answers you are looking for. And you're never going to see the results that you want to see, whether it's in business, your relationship, or your fitness, whatever it might be. You're not going to see the results if you don't move in the right direction. All right. So that's all I got for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a great rest of your day. And I'll talk to you on the next one. All right. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you like today's show, do me a favor and hit the follow or subscribe button and leave a 5-star review so more people like yourself can start building momentum towards their goals. Also, if you are interested in my 10 minutes to take off method, where I teach you to master your first 10 minutes and soar to victory, then book a call on my calendar at myprogresscall.com. Myprogresscall.com. Otherwise, have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you next time.